September 2, 1945. The Japanese were ready to sign documents officially ending World War II. That event took place aboard the USS New Jersey. At least that's what many thought would happen. How that event got moved to another ship is today's edition of the American Countryside. At the time, it was a seemingly insignificant event in the middle of World War II.
The ship was christened by Harry Truman's daughter in January of 1944 when he was at the time a relatively obscure senior senator from the state of Missouri.
That ship, christened by Miss Truman, was the USS Missouri. Michael Carr is president and COO of the USS Missouri Memorial Association.
11 months later, he was Franklin Roosevelt's surprise choice to be vice president, and on April 12, 1945, he unexpectedly became the president.
Within 5 months of becoming president, atomic weapons were used in the war, and Japan prepared for a formal surrender on September 2, 1945. A location was needed for the surrender ceremony.
The admiral of the fleet, Bull Halsey's flagship, actually was the New Jersey. So the New Jersey thought that they were going to be the commissioning site, but the president, being the commander-in-chief, had oversight ability, and he said, no, 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 the Missouri will be the site of the surrender.
The Missouri served in three wars, the last of which was the first Gulf War. Today, it is a memorial in Hawaii.
We have the pleasure and the honor now of being here standing watch over our brother ship, the Arizona, where World War II for America began, and the Missouri is where it ended. And there are very few places in this country where you can stand and see that connection and that dichotomy between two so many important icons of American history.
Over 4 million visitors have boarded the ship to see the surrender site and learn more about the battleship's storied history. The facts behind the ceremony in September of 45 is quite a story in itself. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.